You are listening to the audio production of Jesus in Us, Living Wholeheartedly the Life He Intends, part of the Life Along the Way series by JourneyWise, published by Whitaker House. This book is read by Lyle Baker, Emma Nosal, Charity Spencer, and Adam Verner.
Foreword by Shane Stanford, founder and CEO, the Moore West Center for Applied Theology, president, JourneyWise. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. In Jesus Through Us, the third leg of the Life Along the Way series, God unveiled the mission of Jesus Christ as the work of preaching, teaching, and healing. At that intersection of his journey on earth, Jesus saw the unfolding of his purpose and of events that touched the lives of ordinary people even as he set his eyes on Jerusalem and all that awaited him there. Jesus drew a crowd of gawkers and onlookers, certainly, but he also drew countless people who left their everyday lives to listen to his teachings and follow him. As I have written previously, Jesus' presence elevates the nature of the everyday into crucial intersections for God to know and be known, and for the world to be changed forever. In this fourth leg of the series Jesus in Us, we learn more about the impact of Jesus' mission as he faithfully walks the path his Father has given him. It is a continuation of the great revelation of God's presence with creation. Jesus with us means that he also walks among us, and as Jesus walks among us and we embrace and follow his teachings, he begins to work through us, a reality that will ultimately manifest as his Spirit comes to live within us. As we complete this intimate devotional series, we explore various interactions Jesus had on the way to his passion, his suffering and death on the cross, and his resurrection. And we see more clearly the power of our part in the journey. Angling into the life of Jesus means angling into the lives of other people. As Jesus' earthly journey ends, we become Christ for others as they walk their own paths. As promised earlier, when we make this journey, we not only learn more about Jesus, but we also learn about ourselves and the part we play in sharing the hope of Christ by loving like Jesus in the world. This fourth part of our year-long exploration enables us to see even more clearly the importance of experiencing the teachings, interactions, and love of Jesus, of settling in and allowing our sense of awe toward the Father and the Son to be transformed into practical lessons for each day. When this happens, we become more than just fellow journey folk. We become the hands and feet of Jesus. We have noted that in the era of the first century church, travel required substantial effort and planning. The time people spent traveling afforded them not only a deeper picture of the journey, but a bigger picture of it as well, enabling them to come to a better understanding of their journey's purpose, development, and destination. This understanding is especially significant during the final days of the journey. We have the privilege of traveling through life with the greatest teacher, friend, and Savior we could ever know. He invites you at any point in your journey to ask the questions that lie deep in your soul and to spend time pondering how each answer fits within the context of the great answer of Jesus. As with any trip, to arrive at your desired destination, you must remain faithful and consistent. Yes, each leg of the journey starts with the first step, but it continues with the next step and the next, putting one foot in front of the other and never giving up. At no time is that perseverance more important than when we are called and expected to continue Jesus' ministry and reflect his presence on earth. If you want to finish well, the next step you take, the next commitment, the next act of faithfulness, matters. Don't give up, but give in to where the road leads. Give in to what the narrative asks from each of us. As always, by looking at the life and ministry of Jesus, we discover what it means to actually follow him. To walk with Jesus in us is to witness anew.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?